This is VOA News, VOA Remote.
I'm Marissa Melton. The World Health Organization noted on Monday that globally the number of new coronavirus cases fell for the third consecutive week. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus has called this encouraging news. Tedros said it shows the virus can be controlled even with the new variants in circulation, and that with proven public health measures such as social distancing, the wearing of masks, and good hygiene, infections can be prevented. He warned, however, that the world has been at this point before, and it is no time to relax. Tedros said that as vaccines are rolled out around the world, it's important to continue to take the precautions that keep people safe. He said controlling the spread of the virus saves lives now and reduces the chances of more dangerous variants emerging. Israel said on Monday it had supplied the Palestinians with their first shipment of COVID-19 shots, 2,000 doses of the Moderna vaccine. The vaccines were transferred to the occupied West Bank and will be used by Palestinian Authority medical teams, according to a statement from Israel's military liaison to the Palestinians. The statement said Israel has earmarked an additional 3,000 doses for the Palestinians. Palestinian Ministry of Health confirmed the delivery in a statement, saying it will administer the doses to medical personnel who work at facilities that treat COVID-19 patients. The health ministry said it expected to get 50,000 more doses of vaccine in the coming day. It did not disclose the source. A World Health Organization official said Monday that the Palestinians will be receiving upward of 35,000 to 40,000 vaccines from the COVAX Global Vaccine Sharing Program in the coming weeks. You can hear more about this story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has condemned Monday's military takeover in Myanmar, calling for a quick restoration of democracy and warning that Washington could reimpose sanctions. Biden said, quote, the international community should come together in one voice to press the Burmese military to immediately relinquish the power they have seized. He added the United States is taking note of those who stand with the people of Burma in this difficult hour. Burma is the name the United States used for Myanmar before it transitioned to democratic rule. Myanmar's military seized control of the country Monday, imposing a one-year state of emergency. The country's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, and President Win Myint were among a group of senior politicians who were detained in the early morning hours. An announcement read on the military's Miawadi TV said the seizure was necessary because the democratic government had not acted on claims of voter fraud during November's elections. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has suggested that a top European Union official should choreograph the United States and Iran's return to the 2015 nuclear deal. He made the suggestion in an interview with CNN that aired on Monday. In January, Zarif had suggested that the United States should remove sanctions on Iran before Tehran returns to the terms of the pact. The original parties to the nuclear agreement signed in 2015 were Iran, Britain, China, France, Germany, Russia, and the United States. After abandoning the deal in 2018, former U.S. President Donald Trump reimposed U.S. sanctions and imposed new U.S. economic penalties on Iran. Haiti's opposition leaders have agreed on a plan to replace President Jovenel Moïse with a new head of state on Sunday. They accuse Moïse, who has ruled for nearly 4 years, of being an autocrat who failed to curb the rash of kidnappings that have terrorized the nation. They also criticize Moïse for what they regard as a weak response to a crippling economic crisis. Moïse has said he will not step down until February 2022. He has 1 year left in his 5-year term. The opposition agreement creates a commission made up of 7 members of civil society and 7 opposition leaders. The commission will be tasked with choosing a president to lead the transitional government from members of Haiti's Supreme Court. Prime Minister would be chosen among the opposition politicians, and the head of government ministries would be selected by the new government. The opposition announced Monday that it plans to finalize its choices before Sunday. Once again, you can follow that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.